everyone, and welcome to JFG tonight. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? We'll be reviewing the news. There's an awesome guy in France who expresses what is so much my position. I can't believe that I didn't know this guy, Papachito. Apparently, they say he's a French far-right influencer. And his view may trigger some of you guys, because I know you guys are triggered by inaction, but we'll be reviewing his full statement of 6 minutes, because he's saying, okay, so sorry for those who weren't able to connect. Yes, there was a late start with Odyssey again. It's been happening every day for the last few weeks. They need to fix this. Hopefully, now you guys are receiving me. Working after 3 refreshes, says Total Grim. So I was saying, Papachito, a French far-right influencer, expresses what is so much my view, and he expresses it so beautifully. I will be reviewing his full 6-minute video, because he puts it so beautifully why you just need to accept that the riots are happening. If you're a European white, you need to stay out of it. You certainly don't need to not support neither the rioters nor the regime. But what they are doing right now, they are doing better than any revolutionary force could do, formed by boomers and white people, basically. And yes, that is exactly what I've been saying. Stay out of it. Let the system crumble to its logical limit, to its logical end. And there's nothing to do. Just it's advancing the it's an acceleration of the fall. And so let it happen. We have this orangutan who is apparently a fine appreciator of candies, and he notices that in that bag there may be a candy. Look at what he does.
He wants to look in there so bad.
He's not interested in the pot of cream. Ah, now he gets his candy. And he will now give instructions on how to bring the candies to him.
He said, come on, bring it around the side. He's smart. What's in there? He wants...
Pretty fascinating how he points to all the instruction. Unfortunately, it seems that the person who was a guest there didn't get a chance to bring him the candy, but he explained to her the whole way to the fence and how... to give him the candy. That is pretty impressive. You know, they often say that apes don't have instructional and symbolic representation, but when you look at stuff like this, they clearly can guide in a minimal way. They can guide someone toward the behavior they want to see from them. And that, to me, is already a share of abstract symbolism. You know, pointing toward a place. That is abstract symbolism. That is transferring from this is my finger pointing toward a place, and I want you to be there. I want you to go there. It's an instruction. It is as good as language as far as I'm concerned. Go away, says JF, imagining what that monkey's brain would look like if he cut into it with a scalpel right now. No, that was young JF. I'm done with this curiosity. I'm letting the brain do whatever it does, and I'm standing back and appreciating the spectacle. That is my position now. But yeah, young JF would have been wanting to record neurons in that orangutan. Jeff Younger was saying, I wish the American right was this smart. French far-right influencer Papachito to his followers, do not intervene. Let the Republic go to the end of its logic. I want to review this full video because he expresses so well what I would want to say to you guys. and what has been my position for years. It is absolutely beautifully said. So let's get started. I will read in English. Above is French voice.
Bonjour les amis, je reçois beaucoup de messages qui me disent qu'est-ce qu'on
fait. I'm receiving lots of messages asking what should we do?
Qu'est-ce qu'on doit faire? Est-ce qu'il faut intervenir?
Should we intervene? We can't let it happen.
Vous avez pas compris.
You guys don't get it. We need to be smart. France is a country which is very attached to its regime, the Republic, and yet it owes what is happening right now to this regime. If you intervene now, you will actually come to the rescue of this regime. You will rescue this regime which is teetering under its own indulgence. There's been so much indulgence towards certain people that they now feel invincible. All this laxity is making the regime fall. Intervening now is to come to the rescue to a regime and to a people who firstly voted to perpetuate this regime, and furthermore, who voted for Emmanuel Macron. So to see you guys about to help them, I realize there really is an issue. The European of a century ago understood these things. Now, to be perfectly clear, you must leave the hordes of Huns, ransack the residences of people who voted for Emmanuel Macron. Now they're reaching the city centers, the suburbs, the places full of boomers who voted for Macron, boomers who don't care about leaving your country in shambles. Those very same boomers are being faced with hordes of Huns. You shouldn't intervene now. Now you must leave misinformed people, discover reality for themselves without the BFM TV filter. I have to tell you, I'm gloating. For 10 days, they've been explaining that I was a threat to the Republic, to democracy. A bunch of journalists really said that. To see now what really threatened the Republic, it's great. Let it happen. How do you expect the French to understand if they never get a spanking? It's like children. Boomers are like children. They need to experience the catastrophe in their flesh to understand what's going on, what's at stake in France right now. So what's going on right now is a godsend. We've got to let the Republic go to the end of its logic. What the suburbs are doing right now, of course, the motive is bullshit. They don't ransack when one of their own kill our children or shut up a Bataclan. But that's just the way it is. But you have to be strategic. And I remind you that we're Europeans. Right now, they're doing the job for us. It's perfect. They're way more effective than any political video. I made a little video to try to show how rotten was the Republic. They're doing 1,000 times better. They're humiliating it, even internationally. We're 1 year away from the Olympic Games, and here's what France is, what everyone sees on TV. So let it be. After a while, they'll call people like us, to come and clean up. For now, just sit tight. This police force that helped this regime so much during the COVID is now sent by the same regime to contain the Huns. With contempt to boot, since Emmanuel Macron condemned the policeman who did his job. And the police don't want to strike. They can't. For reasons of status, money, so they won't strike. So the Republic is faced with a dilemma. It has its Huns and its policemen, who are in the process of fighting each other. The Huns shouldn't go too far and the cops shouldn't break. but in the current logic, the hounds and further and the policemen are likely to crack. So your first instinct is to defend your country, but you won't defend it. You'll defend a regime, and you'll allow the far left to say, oh, look, there's this political group fighting this ethnic group. And that's not at all desirable, because they'll once again be the referee. Now that's over. Now they have to be involved. Did you saw what happened to Martins Bilongo? He tried to meet the rioters, thinking that all of LFI's submissiveness was going to pay off, and he got beat up with a crutch. That's what's going to happen to the far left in the next few days. They're going to be beaten with crutches. You'll note that I profess that people in the countryside would be safe from such things, and they are. It's all happening in the cities. I warned you a long time ago, go to the country. Normally, people our age in the country are conservative. They know why they left the cities. So it's all very well for the countryside to be spared. If you live in the country, you won't have riots. And if a rioter shows up, you've got all the tools you need. Not so much in the city. Right now, they're tearing down apartments of centrists and far leftists. These people look out their windows and see fire with Huns dancing around. Absolutely beautiful statement by Papachito. I didn't even know this guy. Apparently, he's a far-right guy. I should know, but I didn't know this guy. But my God, is that what I think? We are faced with a situation in which we have absolutely no interest at intervening one side or the other. It is the conclusion of what we've been saying would happen. It's happening. So we're right. And there is destruction. There is destruction of the very regime that ultimately is not persecuting those minorities. In fact, it is bolstering. It is emboldening those minorities. It is giving them chances that they wouldn't have had otherwise. This regime is really oppressing us, white, European, heterosexual people. But let this regime be totally destroyed, or partially at least weakened, by whatever amount of force these rioters are capable of deploying. This is actually a real dangerous situation. This is how civil wars start. Nationalist activists patrol the streets in Lyon to restore order. This is exactly the contrary of what Papachito was preaching. Getting involved, I don't think it's worth it. You are losing potentially your safety to defend, really. You're just helping the work of the police here. That is not the mainstream position. In France, this is a position that only a fringe nationalist group would adopt, but the vast majority of the French people are kind of sympathetic to some kind of anarchy. If you put aside the boomers who are regime enthusiasts. You can see they've received some projectiles. Nordic Avenger says Nero fiddled as Rome burned. The Iron Sheik, who is dead, but he's still tweeting, Caillou, you are punk, no good son of a bitch. You are lucky I don't find you. I put you in camel clutch, break your fucking neck. You are the jabroni of the earth. I never respect you, low life, skinny garbage. Go fuck yourself, Caillou. Strong words from the Iron Sheik. I miss the Iron Sheik. But I'm happy that somehow he has set up so that his Twitter account would continue being operated and he would send these ridiculous tweets saying surprising people with a strong fuck you just after a soft commentary. I find them amazing. Nima OG says, couldn't find it again, but this article was written in 2018, I think. Is Twitter dying? Alex was saying, Twitter is literally dying, part 163. They keep, at this point, they have an image of a tomb, like, it's really over. How amazing is that? They keep saying it will die, it's dying, it's already dead, it's already buried, it's over, it's totally over, it's so over. Never is Twitter dying throughout all of this. Francis from bullbitcoin.com says, unique trait among French Canadians, most of us know the life stories of our ancestor, the first to colonize from France, with precise and intimate details, accurately tracing our lineage to historical events critical to New France. Our entire nation was seeded by about 8,000 men. Yes, and they wrote a whole book about my ancestor who made it from France to Quebec. And the book has actually my name in the title. It's something like the subtitle or something says, or maybe a chapter title says, From Jean Gariepy to Jean-François Gariepy. So it says, it points to the funny thing that there's a guy named Jean-François Gariepy in Quebec. That's me. And the fact that the person who left France to give his name to me eventually was named Jean Gariepy and lived in Aquitaine region in the south of France. And his son was named François, as it turns out. So Jean Gariepy was the father from France, and François was the son from Quebec. And 200 years later, my name is Jean-François Gariepy, and it's total random. My parents didn't know about this when they named me that way. But I bear the two names of those who traveled from France to Quebec, from father to son. Go away, says JF from Canadian Old Money Freemason Family. There is no such thing, I'm afraid. There is no such thing. Not that I know. Breaking images of Hunter Biden driving 172 miles per hour while smoking crack have now emerged. There he is, smoking crack on video and rolling at 172 miles per hour on video while driving to Vegas. And, you know, this is all on video. It's undeniable. It happened. This is sufficient evidence for a finding of guilt in a court of law. Just the video is enough. So how is it that we don't get those lawsuits that we always get against Donald Trump, against the children of Donald Trump, on suspicion? That's all on suspicion. We have the video with Hunter. Unbelievable. Oswald the Hunkler was saying, axiomatic atheism resulting from Darwinism does not necessarily have to lead leftward, though. Conceivable that a rightward perspective internalizes the struggle and understands the religious structures that benefit society in evolutionary rational terms. And Nabal was noting that this is pretty much my position. I'm an atheist right-winger. The only sensible right-wing atheist position is held by JF. JF is an evolutionary biologist and sees everything through the lens of evolution. Those who make more babies win the game of existence. It just so turns out that the societies that have always prevailed have been right-wing. JF recognizes that this isn't random and that right-wing beliefs consistently lead to having more children and to strong support for your own genes. For example, leftists tend to have stronger out-group preferences and are willing to spend their resources on others. Since everything can be boiled down to the selfish gene, behavior that isn't selfishly serving your own genes is detrimental, and those that are more in-group oriented will eventually outbreed. That is a beautiful statement. My God, today everyone is framing my beliefs and getting it right. That's amazing. That's an amazing day when you don't have people out there misrepresenting you, but rather they are succeeding at representing you properly. Now, by the way, some people were complaining about my thumbnail. It's a joke. It's a joke. My title is a joke. Female Front Sparks the 25-35 Debate. I want to talk about the fertility question that was brought up by Pearly Things. And I wanted to make a reference to the fact that the New York Post says that she was the female Andrew Tate in their title. And I wanted to add a notch to this. At first, I wanted to call her the female Hitler, just to laugh. But then I thought, I'm going to get in trouble. They're going to say, that's praising Hitler. And I don't want to get in trouble with the Canadian authorities. So I settled for female Ferentes. But that is just a joke. By the way, we're getting closer to the UN Security Council. I am 1 degree of separation. And as someone was noting, this is 1 degree of separation from the revolutionary phenotype being talked about at the UN Security Council. Our friend Coach Red Pill has been talked about at the UN Security Council.
Where is the democracy in the Ukrainian government's imprisonment of Gonzalo Lira, an American citizen, simply for challenging the official narrative of Ukraine's war? And where is...
So there they are talking about Gonzalo Lira. Wow, we are getting close, guys. We're getting close to being mentioned in some official... Maybe I should do like CRP. I should get myself arrested in a war zone. Shout out to CRP. I don't stop thinking about CRP, you know. No matter how much time they take him and isolate him, I'm still thinking about my friend. I still want him to be liberated. I hope that he's liberated. someone has just shared this from Jan Miles Chung 10 minutes ago. Speaker's Corner sends an apparent car bomb detonated in Maubeuge, France, as violence continues to escalate for another night. Wow, that is a strong detonation. That doesn't look like it's merely the gas tank exploding, because it exploded right at the right moment of contact with the building. I don't know what could have caused this. A bomb on the car, explosives on the car, fuel being carried in the car, potentially also hitting a pipeline for some sort of gas, maybe natural gas pipeline or something of that kind. I have no idea, but it's a strong explosion. And we're seeing buildings crumbling right after the fire that was set by the crowds of rioters. These old buildings, people were pointing out that many of these buildings that are totally wasted now have been surviving, ironically, the bombardments of World War II, but have not survived the French immigration policy of 2023. That is absolutely correct. There is a theory out there. People have been sharing it with me. The whole idea that Elon Musk's tweet-limiting move is to prevent the completion of the AI censorship Death Star. And it came from a video on Twitter where a guy says that here's my view, this guy right here. Wow, Musk has no idea the DARPA rattlesnake he just stepped on by doing this. My take on Elon Musk's new rate limit policy from the lens of the censorship industry. Interesting theory. Now, I don't know that Musk does it to stop the censorship industry, but it could certainly have consequences. So the point is, the censorship industry, to function at its order of magnitude, needs a lot of data gathering. They need basically all tweets, and they need to run machine algorithm that automatically detects stuff, and then they have human reviewers that are helping the algorithm. But, you know, if we're talking about what Europe could do if it was human people making complaints, that might be a handful of tweets per year. If we're talking about what Europe could do with machine learning and these big corporations, these non-profit corporations that are receiving funds from big billionaires and they run machine learning algorithm and data scraping, then they could do millions of tweet censoring per year. So it's true that what Elon does right here, first, he has removed the public access to the tweets. So you have to have an account to see the tweets. Now, not only do you have to have an account, but the accounts themselves are rate limited. Personally, as a Twitter Blue subscriber with 6,000 or 8,000 tweet reads per day, I have not reached the limit yet, but I'm self-limiting a lot. I'm actually scared of going back to my normal Twitter behavior, because if I don't have Twitter working at the moment the show begins, can you imagine all of my news item? I can't show all of the videos. That would really suck. So I'm slowly readjusting and increasing my Twitter behavior, but it's also sending me elsewhere. You know, I've spent more time refreshing CNN, Fox News, Zero Hedge, because I'm afraid of reaching the limit on Twitter. Tanks deployed in Switzerland's largest city, Zurich, as the Swiss government uses the army to contain riots. So there are now riots also developing in Switzerland.
Also hier sind jetzt schon über 20 Panzer vorbeigefahren. Das hört nicht auf. Schaut euch das an. Schaut mal das an.
That is a lot of tanks.
In der Nähe von Zürich, Flughafen. Schau mal, du willst mir nicht sagen, das ist Manöver oder was? Was ist denn da los, Mann?
Guck. I don't know that tanks in urban areas like this are truly useful, but I guess they have a force of intimidation and they have a staying power against crowds that are not truly weaponized, not enough to fight a tank at least. Rioters fire a rocket-propelled grenade at a French police station. If this is not civil war, we don't know what is. Boom, a big... this is the kind of thing you see in war zones. So a door here blown up by... a rocket style of attack. In Lyon, there is a mobilization of anti-rioters. They yell, "We are at home." So we have seen them from another angle earlier. That is another angle that was filming this group of nationalist defenders of France. On est chez nous means we are at home. All right. What else do we have? In the north of France, we see buildings on fire. Ça remonte, allez. Oh, that is actually the same video of the car exploding. There must have been a guy driving that car. I mean, it was swerving. Maybe you can get this effect by leaving a brake on the accelerator, but my God, is there someone in the car? Is there someone that died? Steve Franson says, Jews are preparing to flee France in massive numbers. Why would they do that? Aren't they full-blown Frenchmen? Yes, it's within the fall of Western civilization, it's going to be very interesting to see the progressive behavior of the Jews, who are typically hateful of the white majority, and they're contesting the white majority, and they're offering a subversive anti-Christian positioning to it by pushing for leftist stuff, by pushing for immigration, by pushing for abortion, that kind of stuff. And it's going to be very interesting to see how they behave in the countries that fall the fastest, because there's going to be countries that fall quicker than others. So France is one of the hot spots. Sweden might be one of the hot spots where the mass of minorities that have been accumulating there just went faster. And it will be interesting to see the elites leave these countries, start making up justifications, but really the true justification is you don't like the countries where you have so much influence that you cause these things to happen, that you cause these countries' destruction. Strange coincidence that Elon Musk is strangling Twitter just as France descends into martial law. It's almost as if the regime doesn't want us to know what's going on in France. Yes, a lot of speculation the last few days that Elon Musk is throttling Twitter precisely in relation to perhaps political pressure related to the French protest. I mean, 6-7 policemen can grab maybe one person, but the effect is so small compared to the masses of people we see that can seed chaos. Aquanote says, Jeff, realistically, what outcome do you expect from the French protest? Government crushes resistance and it all gets memory hold? It depends. You know, we're always going to be stuck in the coming decades to speculate about, is this the one protest that makes the regime, you know, totally fall? I would be very surprised if this was the one protest that makes it fall. So what I expect is increased cost for the regime to maintain itself, a public demonstration that we are not so far from a complete state of civil war and anarchy in certain countries. So those are the things I expect. Just getting the regime more tired. The regime is more occupied at just maintaining its state, just maintaining and refreshing the properties that are destroyed. And by regime, you know, I include not just the state, but the big corporations that own these buildings, the insurance companies that pay for these buildings, and the boomers that are buying in these buildings to pay for the insurance. All of this will grind at them. I don't expect a fall of the regime under these protests. They're not big enough. I think it takes a lot of those. It takes cycles of those over years and years before a regime totally gets at the end. There's also an educational event happening here, which I don't hear very much discussed. The minorities that are participating to these riots are educating themselves into cells of anarchists, problem causers, criminals of various kinds. they are learning a lot from these experiences. That there are a bunch of youth of the current generation who will be adults, who will be pro-anarchy adults 20 years from now, who will have learned how do you hide from a police, how do you use a mass movement to cause an explosion or to carry something illegal and do something illegal here or there. How do you use the information networks and the social media to communicate while not falling under the clamp of censorship? All of this is happening. So those are all outcomes that I expect from the current riots. But France generally wins. And I think that France will win again. The regime of police, the police state of France, basically, will still win for now. T.S. Apostolos says, as feels a la Arab Spring and fallout of the death of Muammar Gaddafi. Yeah, there are people who were saying what's happening in France, believe it or not, is the final outcome of the death of Muammar Gaddafi, because Gaddafi was an African leader who was saying that very much North Africa is a kind of gatekeeper for the flows of migrants that get to Europe. And he was seeing if the globalists had it their way, they wouldn't be gatekeepers. They would be a free flow country. And yes, I think it's an interesting speculation and way to view the events. Wow, flashes to blind the cameras. Interesting technology. The French Prime Minister Emmanuel Macron, we will take several measures in the coming hours, such as the removal of the most sensitive content in connection with these platforms, social networks. Oh my God, they are using this opportunity for a completely unrelated crackdown on what really is media coverage of this, like mine. I could be targeted. Some of my tweets or my videos might be censored in France. That is really sad because it has nothing to do. We are covering the situation. We want to know what's happening in France. People have the right to know what's happening to their country.
Les plateformes et les réseaux sociaux jouent un rôle considérable dans les mouvements des derniers jours.
Social networks play a considerable role in the movements of the last few days.
Nous avons vu sur plusieurs d'entre elles, Snapchat, TikTok et plusieurs autres, à la fois l'organisation de rassemblements violents se faire.
We have seen the organization of violent assemblies on social media.
Mais une forme de mimétisme de la violence.
And a form of mimetism of violence. So he's suggesting here that, you know, if you show the violence, JF, there are people imitating the violence. It's mimetic. It's you are participating to a social contagion.
Ce qui, chez les plus jeunes, conduit à une forme de sortie du réel.
In the youth, it leads them to completely leave reality. So somehow, the youth of France is leaving reality. They are entering a psychotic state when informed about the ongoing violence.
Le sentiment parfois que certains d'entre eux vivent dans la rue les jeux vidéo qui les ont intoxiqués.
Some of them live in the streets and computer games have intoxicated them.
Là aussi, la loi a prévu, compris ces derniers mois, des changements.
And here also, regarding computer games, the law has set up certain changes.
Et l'exercice d'un contrôle parental qui convient de...
And forcing the exercise of parental control over such games.
Faire pleinement respecter, mais nous prendrons dans les prochaines heures, et nous avons commencé à l'organiser, plusieurs dispositions. D'abord, en lien avec ces plateformes, d'organiser le...
So, in the next few hours, in linked to these platforms,
le retrait des contenus les plus sensibles,
we will withdraw the content that is the most sensitive.
Donc, les services de l'État s'organiseront en lien avec ces plateformes.
The services of the state will be communicating directly with these platforms
pour pouvoir obtenir une réponse effective.
In order to obtain an effective response on their willingness to participate.
Et j'attends de ces plateformes
and I expect from these platforms
pris de responsabilité
that they will take their responsibilities.
Et les demandes seront aussi faites partout où c'est utile.
And the request will be done anywhere where it could be useful.
Chaque fois que c'est utile pour avoir l'identité de celles et ceux qui...
And we will be seeking to obtain the identity
utilisent ces réseaux sociaux pour appeler au désordre
of those who use social networks to call for disorder
ou pour exacerber la violence.
Or to exacerbate violence. Well, a boomer politician has a take on the link between computers and violence. If anything, I would expect that the people on the streets are probably they are probably statistically a little less technology oriented, simply because of the demographic constitution and the I expect that the people who are participating to these tend to be from poorer backgrounds, less access to technology, if anything. Although, you know, every young people has some access to technology these days. We see Toulouse burning here.
Salam rahmatullah. Bordeaux, ammi, Bordeaux. Allahu Akbar, قال لك كاين قرعه تاع الغاز الفوبا.
That seems to be perhaps a residential building. Or maybe it's just a commercial building that is high rise. Toulouse, Toulouse. Says Thai Odyssey, the first Toulouse is in French. The second Toulouse is in English. Oh my God, you guys are seeing English references in French names. So yeah, that's it for the situation in France. What is there to say? Disorder, as we had predicted, as was to be expected, not particularly surprising, and as was talked about very well by Papachito, don't intervene, let it happen, let's see what happens, let's see how strong the regime is capable of developing a response to this. If you would like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey super chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. You'll need to add a payment payment method in your Odyssey account if you would like to send super chats. Alternatively, feel free to use Entropy and Cointree. The links are in the description below. Just Pearly Things has been launching a debate a couple of days ago. About 5 days ago, she says, yes, you're less attractive at 35 than at 25 as a woman. This used to be common sense 50 years ago. I mean, this is such a basic talking point. It's amazing the fallacious responses that Pearly Things is receiving for this. And today I've titled my show Female Fuentes Sparks the 25-35 Debate. I want to be clear, it was a joke. I don't consider that Just Pearly Things is a female Fuentes. But I was laughing my ass off at the New York Post article that says that she is the female Andrew Tate. So I was like, how could I go further? At first, I wanted to call her female Hitler, but female Hitler would have been too edgy. So I decided to go for female Fuentes. She has a lot of women comparing themselves at 35 to her at 25, which is not the point. The point is you get worse from 25 to 35 in terms of the age, acting on your appearance and on your value on the sexual market. That is the point of Just Party Things. The point is not all possible 35 years old are all uglier than all possible 25 years old. That is not the point. So this girl is like, oh yeah, look at how good I look compared to you. And I'm in my 30s and you're in your 25th. Now, of course, people take the worst possible picture of Just Party Thing and they take the best possible pictures of themselves to make this comparison. One feature that I notice on all these women posting their I'm sexy at 35 picture, they are covered in makeup. They are covered in makeup. That is not the natural look of a human face. It's not even a filter. This is makeup and filter. Or makeup, plenty of layers of makeup. The thing is, this makeup lady makes the point. This makeup seeks to emulate the skin of a younger woman. So if your point is, oh, I still look good in my 30s. Yeah, you look good because you wear a cardboard of plastic and powder substances that are meant to emulate what a 25-year-old looks like. So absolutely modded, modified, and that, therefore, is not an argument. Kerry Smith was saying, I wasn't familiar with Pearly Things until this tweet went viral, along with a lot of reactions to it. Still not that familiar with her, but read through what she's saying. I think a lot of women are missing the point that she's talking about generalities and bell curves. Well, yeah, obviously, but still. Even if it was in the specific, it is still a truth that 25 years old are more attractive. By the way, how is it that we have females discussing this? Because how attractive you are will be depending on the male cognition. We decide what's attractive. What does attracted mean? Unless you're talking about gravity. If you're talking about love, it's about how desirable are you for a man. And so you have no clue. You're going to give very bad advice, or you're going to get very bad advice if you listen to females on this question. The experts of the attractiveness of women are males, by definition, by default, by nature. Maybe they personally are more attractive now than in their 20s because they're taking care of themselves better now in different ways. Yeah, one of these women posted a picture of herself being fat at 25 and herself not being fat at 35. Okay, maybe you're the one female that has lost weight between 25 and 35. But 99% of the females will be higher weight at 35 than they are at 25, because 99% of them will have gone through pregnancy, or even if they don't, they will have accumulated more fat. So it's not a good point to say, oh, well, I'm the exception to your rule. But it doesn't disprove the generality that she's speaking of, and more importantly, why would we want young girls to keep buying into the lie feminism sold us that we can all delay marriage and kids forever and have it all, etc. I'm in my 40s. I bought into a lot of social justice brand of feminist lies in my 20s and early 30s. I know a lot of us who did. I know a lot of women who now want kids and are struggling with mourning. Pearl hasn't lived all those mistakes I did. She's young. I don't know if she's sincere or not, but I'll assume she is until I have a reason to believe otherwise. I've thought a lot about things I wish I could tell my younger self, myths I wish I could have dispelled earlier. Modern culture sells women promiscuity, narcissism, artifice, resentment, and vanity, plus a lot of delusions about life, biology, love, marriage. Marriage has been devalued to the point where people don't really think about the vow they are making before God. They think about all the other unimportant things first, and people leave marriage like it wasn't a vow. Again, I'm speaking of society and myself. Hard lessons I learned because I am older and chose to learn about life the hard way. Well, yeah, I agree generally with this comment. Absolutely correct. And some people, like the Reddit libertarian, have absolutely irrelevant commentary. 25 versus 35 debate. Biologically, straight men find fertility attractive. Yes, but it's not just fertility. I want to precise this. This is why I tweeted about this today. It's about the potential for chains of baby to be created. Because if you interpret fertility as, can I have a baby now? You're going to be deceived into thinking that fertility is roughly the same for a 30-year-old versus a 27-year-old. But the 30-year-old, 31-year-old can maybe give you two babies. The 27-year-old has a chance to give you four, five babies. And it's not due to the statistical nature of, can I have a baby now? That would be fertility as most people define it. Think of fertility as, what is my window of hope in the best case scenario? In the best case scenario, if I get with a 20-year-old, my window of hope is to have 14 babies, you know? And there's no way I can get 14 babies with a 30-year-old. We need a different word than fertility to capture this reality, because the Reddit libertarian is confused. She says, and that's okay. Women, however, can be fertile well into their 50s. Not in a way that is promising of the potential for 15 babies. Maybe in the way that with science, maybe with a frozen egg, maybe if you're lucky that the frozen egg wasn't totally wrecked, maybe if that person is extremely healthy, maybe you're going to have a baby if you're extremely lucky on all this chain of probabilities that are against you. And maybe science can make it so that a 50-year-old somehow carries a baby through this probabilistic mess. But there is no way a 50-year-old offers me the same hope for a lineage of 14 babies that a 20-year-old can offer to me. And 35 is still considered typical childbearing age. No, it is not considered typical childbearing age. It is considered the limit at which we start calling it geriatric pregnancy. So at 35, you are in a geriatric pregnancy. It's like taking the limit and calling it the normality is absolutely not correct. Not even by the standard of woke feminist medicine. At 35, you are starting the part of your life where you will be having a geriatric pregnancy. It is not normality at 35. Normality is between 20 and 30 by the standard of the max fertility of women. These women continue emitting pheromones, producing estrogen, and looking youthful because of their biology. Maybe some women are exceptions, but don't make a policy out of the exception. Why do women always bring up exceptions in debates? It's like, This reminds me when I was going to educate children about the brain and, you know, elementary school children. And they would all want to talk about the exception in their family. Like, yeah, but my aunt, she sees ghosts. And it's like, okay. Like JF, can you imagine JF in an elementary school? Here, let's learn about science, kids. My aunt, she says that she sees ghosts. Your aunt is deluded, young child. I'm here to talk to you about the real thing. Now, I don't know why is it, but there are some people who think that bringing up an exception is an argument in a philosophical debate. Lupaster Ephra says, JF, I have always thought / understood that a species having children later in life essentially selects for better reproductive genetics, i.e. if a woman can have successful children at 50, she should, because those are some damned good genes. Do you agree? No, because here's your strategy could work if the whole species was converging in that direction. But for the whole species to be converging in that direction, you need an environment in which it is truly advantageous to extend the non-reproductive part of life. Now, if you think of humanity 7 million years ago detaching itself from the ape branch, well, staying in the ape branch, but detaching itself from whatever ape ancestors we had then, perhaps in these moments there were an extension, because perhaps it was the case that there was so much things to learn about human survival that a longer and longer childhood was desirable from a learning perspective, learning how to survive so that you can be safely making your own children. But if your entire species is not converging toward that direction, you are getting evolutionarily outcompeted. You know why? Because exponential increase is radically more efficient when you have more exponential jump, more quantized jumps of exponents. Let me illustrate by an example. If you make 2, exponent 2, exponent 2, exponent 2, exponent 2, you increase from 2, 4, 8, 16, 32. That's your line of descent at a rate of reproduction of 2. So a couple of generations down the line, you have 32 descendants, 64, 128. But imagine that a population makes baby, while you make your babies at 35, 40, another population makes them at 20. Now, while you do 2, exponent 2, exponent 2, while you do it 4 times, they do it 8 times. Now, let's do it. On your side, 2 exponent 2, 4. On their side, 2 exponent 2, exponent 2, 8. Now, you get to 8. They get to 32. You get to 16. They get to 128. You get to 32. They get to 512. You get to 64. They get to 2048. You see how, if you can just squeeze your reproduction strategy on the 20-year-old, you can dominate planet Earth. So be careful with this strategy. Good genes. Good genes for what? Good genes for extending life? For arbitrary extending the life of a supra minority, of a super minority of planet Earth, what are you gonna do with extended life? What are you gonna do that's so amazing at 60, 70, 80 years old? Nothing. you're going to get outcompeted by Muslim families who marry at 20 and they make chains of baby until they die. DK Shadow says, yep, an exponential function looks like a linear function in the beginning, and then it takes off. Yeah, and it didn't take many generations before we had 64 descendants on one side. We had 2,048 on the other side. This is, it's unbelievable. I wouldn't put a hard age cap on beauty because much of it also has to do with health and lifestyle. No. Health and lifestyle and extending your youthness looking deceptive display through old age is a deceptive signal. Yes, you can mimic. You can mimic youthfulness with makeup, training, health, physiology, whatever trick you have. But the reality of beauty is that beauty exists to serve one purpose, to direct the male toward the right behavior to maintain his genetic line. And the right behavior is not to fuck a super youthful, sexy-looking 60 years old. All right? Because of the mathematics I just laid out. I laid out clearly enough, I hope everyone understands. Fertility is not about whether you can have a baby now or whether it's theoretically possible to have one. Fertility is about how early are you in the exponential function of human domination. And the answer is as early as possible for the human body should be your target. You could be 25 and look rough because of drugs and alcohol. You could be overweight or have a hormonal imbalance, all of which would affect fertility. And in many such cases, a healthy 35-year-old might look more beautiful than an unhealthy 25-year-old. Beauty isn't hardline measured by age, but by health, especially today when, let's be honest, so many women are physically unhealthy, overweight, and mentally ill. This is not addressing anything that Pearl has said. Because, but there are different women. Yeah, but her point is, take a woman. At 25, she is more desirable than at 35. That is just the truth, the evolutionary truth. And no one has mentioned that, it can apply across different women of different weight. No, but for a given woman, you're going to have more evolutionary success having reproductive sex with her at 25 than at 35. Please stop with this fertility misunderstanding. You all look very stupid. The Greatest of Apes says, JF, can we talk about egg viability in aged women? We have been discussing this. And some in the chat do not believe that older female eggs are more likely to error. Well, they certainly are. So I don't know who's challenging this. They certainly are. The oldest an egg is, the more likeliness that there will be a genetic defect leading to a trisomic child, a Down syndrome child, a genetic error in the reproduction of the chromosome, which leads to an extra chromosome to appear. So I don't know who was challenging this in the chat, but you would be absolutely correct. U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice Roberts slams the misleading liberal justices over disturbing activist opinions. So you know those leftist justices that are now a minority on the court, Justice Elena Kagan and the other girl with the frizzy hair, whatever her name is, they have written opinions lately where they are being activist. You know, they are saying that the court is illegitimate, basically in hidden word. They are saying that the Stephen Robinson says, hey, JF, Pepe on Pulse Chain is up 850% over the past 3 days. Okay, bro. I don't have this Pepe on Pulse Chain, so I don't care. And you know, what is the you're talking about an increase from an arbitrary value that was probably very low to begin with. So it's kind of bizarre. I don't care. So yes, they have been suggesting that the right-wing justices are not truly making a read of the Constitution, that their opinion is illegitimate and that it's kind of a political takeover. And now the U.S. Supreme Court justice is warning them, you've been at the border of challenging the legitimacy of your colleagues. What we are doing is reading the Constitution. It's our job. It's not when you're right, it's the Constitution. And when we're winning, it's not the Constitution anymore. It doesn't work that way. Fadam says, JF, these growth rate numbers are not the real thing. All that matters to a replicator is that one of your children is Luca. 35 years of testing to find Giga Chad might just be what it takes so that your genes combine to produce Luca. Or maybe 10 lower probability chances to produce Luca will work. Luca being the last universally known common ancestor. Well, Fadam, I am aware because we've been discussing this special view of evolution that you propose in Patreon Hangouts for many Hangouts now. I understand that it would be a different view, but I will, no matter how fascinating I think your framework is, I will continue when I speak of regular evolution. It will be within the Dawkinian's understanding, within the Darwinian understanding of gene natural selection as being the subject of selfishness. Now, your view is fascinating, but I think it might be misleading. I think we haven't done the full thinking that would allow us to know what are the dangerous things about this view. Because his view is basically, forget about the selection effect, the fact that some life forms are more successful, so they outcompete the other life forms. The goal is to find Luca. So the goal is to find the one life form that will survive a line of 4 billion years into the future, basically. So basically, all of the bacteria, before the one bacteria that gave birth to everything that exists today, before that one bacteria, nothing mattered. And all that mattered is really they were searching for how can I be that one bacteria that leads to the whole planet Earth that we know today. That is the view of Fadam. Now, it's a super interesting view that is centered around mutational search spaces rather than natural selection. But, you know, how could I say this, Fadam? The certainty of natural selection is reassuring. You know, there's no way you're going to reach Luca without winning a lot at natural selection first. And therefore, I think that natural selection, the kind of Dawkinian's generation-to-generation interpretation of evolution, is still not only valid, but necessary to your view. You know, the exponentials that I've presented are necessary to get to Luca, because if you don't pull this exponent, another group will, and they will be the only one who has still have a shot to Luca. Fadam says, every organism must be finding Luca since they're all produced from Luca. Well, that is, again, between two Lucas. Between two Lucas, there is a lot of things happening, and it's still determined by natural selection. That for now would be my view. Ty Odyssey says, I meant to send something with that post. He sends 5 lbc. Thank you so much. Go Away says, if you think autism is a good thing, then why do you think having babies after 40 is a bad thing? Checkmate, JF. I don't know. Is there really evidence that having babies after 40 years old increases autism? I would actually challenge this. Even if we were to find this, I would suspect that all it means is that after 40 years old, you get more medical over-monitoring and more likely to diagnose something that in a young adult parent may not lead to a diagnosis. Like if 20 years old get a baby, they won't necessarily bring that baby to the doctor and solicit an autism diagnosis, whether when you're 40 years old, you're more likely to be in that boomerish mental space that wants to report each and every aspects of your life to the state. But interesting checkmate there. Interesting. I have been debunked by facts and logic. Speaker's Corner says, Jeff, thoughts on X Prize? Who is that shill from your chat who was all in? The shill was... what name? Stephen Robinson. Stephen Robinson. He is right there on the chat. Yeah, Hex, very sad what happened to the Hex Prize. But it's like... Richard Hart has overextended into other projects, which have somehow resulted in a drop of the price of X. I think that long term, it really doesn't matter. And anyways, you know, I think that people have been putting money into these projects, like me, I've been putting a very small amount of money. So I really don't care what happens with it. But it's kind of fascinating that this very small amount of money I had put in was once became many, many thousands of dollars. And now it's back to not much money. I wish I had sold when it was many, many thousands of dollars. But long term, I don't know. I still think that X is a nice game theoretic token. I don't know that you can do better from a long-term deposit perspective. It may always be the token. So from that perspective, I don't mind. I would like to see it go back to its price, but I wouldn't tell you make this as an investment today. I think that if you got in cheap, that's great. Just wait. It's not worth it setting it at the low price we have right now. So just hope for better. Black Tie says the combined hex price, EX plus PX, is about 2 cents, which is not horrible. It will go back up to ATH within the next 3 years. Yeah, that's how I would approach it. Just hold long term and hope that there are better days ahead. Fadam says viruses that mutate towards local fitness become aggressive, kill their host, then get eliminated. Only the virus that practices a stable search for Luca will have decent. Having 10 babies per generation may be good locally, but at least one has to survive winter. That is very interesting. So Fadam is taking his Luca view and micro-compressing it into... What about the Luca of 10 generations down the line? What about the Luca of 100 generations down the line? That is very interesting, Fadam, I have to admit. And I hope that we talk about this on the next Patreon hangout. Because, now this is exactly what you have to do, Fadam. I'll give you more homework. What happens when you compress this view down to where it meets and potentially contradicts with single generation natural selection consideration. So, okay, I want to search the Luca. Here's the problem. The Luca is not a concept that applies in the microspace of few generations, because everyone is Luca except those who make absolutely no descendant in whatever area, in whatever cone of descent you're looking at. So the only people who are not getting their in into Luca is the people who leave absolutely no descent at a given time slice. So I think you're going to have problems getting that view to meet and challenge natural selection. But I would be interested at how you can push that, because the great scientific discoveries and the reviews of concepts, as I've discussed with you privately, Fadam, they come from an attempt at clashing two theories, at finding in the extreme, where would they contradict? So I would love to know, in the extreme, where does the Luca view contradict the natural selection view? Silver Spider says, Jeff, can we get Fadam as a guest on the show one night? Sure, I mean, he's coming on every Patreon show, so if you want years of his content, you can subscribe to the Patreon, although some of the old are deleted, I have to say. But if you want a couple of months of his thoughts on evolution, you can certainly get it by subscribing to the Patreon or the Subscribestar. But yeah, I'm totally up for having him anytime if he would want to appear on the regular show. All right. NATO agreed there would be no expansion 1 inch towards the east. NATO lied. A memorandum of conversation from Secretary of State James Baker in 1990. We understand the need for assurances to the countries in the east. If we maintain a presence in a Germany that is a part of NATO, there would be no extension of NATO jurisdiction for forces of NATO 1 inch to the east. So there you go. This is what Vladimir Putin is referring to when he says that we got promised. We got promised by the US that NATO wouldn't expand further, and they did. So I was always looking for an official record of this, because it's been fact-checked by these fact-checkers, you know, claiming that this promise had never happened. Well, there it is. It happened. It's in our own records. Fadam says, it meets a single iteration of selection where men and women die as incels because their genes have taboos about what sexual recombinations they will do. The surviving population contains the aggressive, locally optimized mess destined for extinction and the lucky few that maintain the taboos. Okay, you are going on a totally separate direction. You are on a totally different red pill, Fadam. I really appreciate this development that you're working on. And he says, or eventually the genetic taboo is corrected and the correct search for Luca is found in the abandonment of the initial taboo. Okay. Well, what does that mean? How does that play out? I guess I have to give it some thoughts alone. Zelensky implores military to show results before NATO summit amid waning enthusiasm in the West. Yeah, I mean, they've been for many cycles now. They've been making fake counteroffensives. They've been failing at it. They've been not showing any other capacity than take back territory that was literally abandoned by Russia. So, and they've been at every cycle making these fake counteroffensives, getting money for it. At some point, it has to end. we found $4.5 billion worth of payments from the U.S. Agency for International Development to pay off Ukraine's sovereign debt, much of which is owned by the global investment firm BlackRock. So there you go. We are sending money to Ukraine. Ukraine is paying its debt with it, and it all goes into a globalist slash American corporation. So that is a way for the government. Ultimately, the government is sending money to its friend, to its corporate friends, and that's what it is. That's always what it is when we send these massive amounts of money to some arbitrary country or goal or aim. Seymour Urch on Prigozhin's folly, the Russian revolt that wasn't, strengthens Putin's end. That was also my initial analysis of this whole failed Prigozhin attack, that eventually Russia would come out of this reinvigorated, perhaps in a better position, and perhaps also it's deceiving Ukraine into having a false sense of, well, it deceived at least the social media proponents of Ukraine into thinking that, oh, victory is near. Oh, we have internal forces within Russia that will help us win. Not so much. 30 people shot, 2 dead as block party in Baltimore turns into war zone. Not surprised. We expected this. And this is creepy. I mean, just watch if you feel like you have the heart to watch. But I don't know. Is this fake? They claim that it's, I mean, it's a baby in a bubble. It's a baby in an artificial bag of some kind. But I don't think that artificial embryos are at this level yet for full birth. So was this a kind of emergency life support that they pulled later because of a early birth, a premature birth? But it's a baby in a bubble that appears to be cared for and living. But is it perhaps a puppet? Maybe it's not a real baby.
Check out this new concept. This concept of conceiving kids. Now the mother will no longer have...
Oh, maybe it's a puppet. Maybe it's just a plastic puppet.
...have to carry the kid for 9 months. Now it can be raised in a bag. How convenient. Mothers will no longer...
Okay, that's not a real baby, says Aquanaut. Yeah, I mean, the eyes are kind of looking... straight, but I mean,
have to sacrifice their time and most importantly their bodies. Does this sound like something you would be interested in? I would love to tell you this is a new concept, but if you know anything about human...
All right, so will this take over the world? I mean, it's going to be hard to stop, let me tell you, because you're going to have people say, oh, we have the right to work. You can't own our bodies, and there's going to be pressure for this to be normalized. Yeah, I am annoyed by this. Again, I've made arguments in the past kind of in a half-trollish manner, arguing, hey, this could be leverage onto women. But seeing it like this, I think I realized that I should be really just trolling with this argument, but we shouldn't be playing with nature to that extent. I think it's not a desirable state. That is it for tonight, boys. Thank you for joining me. And if you'd like to support the show, support our Patreon or Subscribestar. The links are in the description below. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you.